Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We have gathered here to celebrate the joy of Christmas, joy unspeakable and full of glory. From the moment his birth was prophesied to the moment of his coming, God's people waited with great anticipation for the joy he would bring. Today, we hail him as our newborn king, the Messiah, the light of the world, and we celebrate the joy of his glorious coming as we sing praises to our Savior and Lord.
To the newborn king, let our voices sing him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
Alleluia.
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 And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
The first of all.
Long before that joyous night, the prophet Isaiah foretold the Messiah's birth. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. How great the thought! The Ancient of Days, an infant, the Creator created, delivered to be our deliverer. Behold the Lord, our righteousness, the Lamb of God, born to take away the sins of the world. Emmanuel has come, and if you listen, you can hear it still today, the sounds of his coming. And just like the shepherds, we are even now being invited to draw near in worship.
Stable belief, a friend.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. This was a night for good news. It was a time of great joy. And today, more than ever before, this is still the season of joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King.
Upon a midnight clear, heaven celebrated because the long awaited Emmanuel was finally here. And in the fields abiding, shepherds heard the tidings when the angel of the Lord appeared. And it was
news the angel proclaimed. The King of all kings had been born. Yet there were no royal decrees, no kingly robes, no palace adorned with gold. How great was the responsibility of this young couple given watch over heaven's charge. While their hearts overflowed with joy, no doubt their concerns were many. Uncertain days lay before them. Yet they trusted in their sovereign Lord who had called them to this sacred moment.
My first reaction, fear, definitely fear. I'll never forget how I felt when that angel appeared before me. The light, the glory, the powerful voice, I was petrified. But it wasn't just the angel that frightened me. After he left, I was fearful for the future when I realized how much God's plan would change my life. Though I knew without a doubt that this child was born of the Holy Spirit, and I was faithfully in the center of God's plan for me to be the mother of the Messiah, no one else knew. No one else accepted it. My parents did not believe me. My friends abandoned me. My family tried to kill me. Really, that's why I had to go to Bethlehem with Joseph. I just didn't know what they would do to me, or the baby, if Joseph wasn't there to protect us. It hurt. I never thought that following God would cause so much pain. Joseph, oh, he had it just as bad as I did. Before the angel came, we were in love and thrilled to know we would be married soon. When I told him I was pregnant, he was crushed. At that point, the angel had told me that my baby was the Spirit's, but he hadn't told him. Joseph knew I wasn't lying. He just thought I was crazy. That's why he was going to divorce me quietly. He didn't know what had happened to me, but he knew the baby was not his. Of course, when Gabriel appeared to Joseph and confirmed what I told him, he believed. I was amazed at the strength he had. Now that the shame wasn't just mine, but his too. Now it wasn't just that I was pregnant outside of wedlock. We were pregnant outside of wedlock. In marrying me, he accepted all that came with God's plan. Being shunned by our friends, yelled at by his family, the door slammed in our faces by everyone. He lost his reputation, he lost his business, and even lost his standing in the community. Why? Why did we do it? Because we know Yahweh. We trust his power when ours is gone. We trust his plan when everything seems chaotic. But more than that, we believe his word, which says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever." Joy. We did it for the joy of living obediently and faithfully in the presence of God.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy you've given us through the gift of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, your one and only begotten Son. He who is the true joy of our salvation, and to whom we bring all glory, honor, and praise. Here in this service, as our hearts are drawn near to the manger, let us never forget the reason for the season is Jesus Christ, our highest joy. Amen. Feel free to sing with us as we celebrate his birth and with hearts filled with wonder offer up our loudest praise.
Sound me.
Glory to God in the highest. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is the hope of salvation. Let every voice offer him praise.
So while you're remaining standing, the choir has done a tremendous job tonight sharing the gospel with us all. So you may be here tonight and you do not know Jesus. We don't want you to leave tonight without the opportunity to say yes to Jesus and respond. So myself and some of the other pastors are available here. We're going to sing together. And as we sing together, we invite you to come if there's a decision you need to make tonight, any kind of special decision. Heavenly Father, we thank you for unspeakable joy that comes in knowing Jesus. And we thank you for the choir and orchestra. We thank you for Steve's leadership. Lord, they have blessed us tonight, and we celebrate Jesus at this time of the year and the joy that Jesus brings. We pray for any who might be here among us tonight who need desperately to know Jesus and the joy of Jesus. We pray that you might give them the courage to step out and say, I need to follow Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to sing together, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. If you need to come, come on right now.
Oh, so are you weary and troubled. No light in the darkness you see.
There's light for a look at God. thank you so much for being here tonight and kick off the Christmas season with the choir and band tonight. Joy, unspeakable joy. It's all about Jesus. Amen. It's all about Him. And His Word reminds you that it says, in His presence is fullness of joy. In His presence. Don't go looking elsewhere. It's in His presence. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here tonight. You're dismissed.